This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML dissolves its 10th National General Convention Organizing Committee calls Central Committee meeting on 2nd of July. Government decides to enlist Bhakti Thapa as National Hero of Nepal. Health Ministry reports 2,892 new cases of coronavirus in Nepal. Over 3,000 infected people registered full recovery. And China celebrates 100th anniversary of the founding of Communist Party. Now the news in detail. The 10th National General Convention Organizing Committee meeting of the ruling CPN-UML has dissolved the committee to revive the erstwhile Central Committee. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence yesterday took the decision to include former Maoist Central leaders who decided to be part of the UML in its Central Committee. The decision was made to address the demand from the dissenting faction of the party. As a result, the action taken against the dissenting leaders has been nullified. UML spokesperson Pradeep Gyamali said the committee meeting also decided to summon the meeting of the Central Committee prior to the unification with CPN Maoist Center for the 2nd of July. Earlier, the Standing Committee meeting on Saturday had decided to hold the General Convention Organizing Committee meeting to revive the Central Committee. The government has decided to enlist Bhakti Thapa as National Hero of Nepal, unveiling the cabinet meeting decision at a press meet organized at Singha Darbar yesterday. Communication and Information Technology Minister and government spokesperson Bashanta Kumar Nembong said the decision was made to enlist Bhakti Thapa in the list of national heroes. Senior advocate Sushil Panta has argued that the president holds the prerogative to appoint prime minister in a parliamentary system. He delivered the statement during a hearing on the writ filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives before the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court. Senior advocate Panta also argued that no case could be filed against the president. He also argued that there could be no ground for appointing the Prime Minister when the same lawmakers have signed on the applications of both parties staking claim to be appointed to the post. Likewise, Joint Attorney General Sanjeev Raj Rigmi has said the court is not expected to oversee the decision taken by the President with prudence and constitutionally in regard with the appointment of Prime Minister. Joint Attorney General Rigmi argued that the President had the constitutional right to appoint the Prime Minister. Pleading on the case on behalf of the government side has continued since Wednesday. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 2,892 new cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. The Kathmandu Valley alone accounted 572 cases, which includes 436 in Kathmandu, 189 in Lalitpur and 47 cases in Bhaktapur district. Meanwhile, 3,597 corona infected people registered full recovery yesterday, taking the total recovery rate to 93.3%. Similarly, 41 corona-related deaths was recorded in the country yesterday. According to the Health Ministry data, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,112 in the country. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has called for no protection of the people responsibility for any incidents of the caste-based discrimination and untouchability. The Human Rights Watchdog has urged the government to take the incidents of caste-based discrimination and untouchability in a sensitive way and bring the perpetrator under the ambit of law through impartial and effective handling. The NHRC has asked one and all to exercise restraint and maintain social harmony while putting one's views on social media. NHRCS today held discussion with Minister Krishna Gopal Srestha regarding the issue of taking the accused of inhuman and insensitive incident like racial discrimination from the police office to her home in his vehicle. Minister Srestha responded that he would be aware that such type of incidents might not occur in future. Nepal and Republic of Sierra Leone established diplomatic relations on Tuesday. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has diplomatic relations has now reached 171. The government of Pakistan has provided financial assistance of rupees 44.3 million to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. Pakistani Ambassador Syed Haider Shah on Tuesday handed over a cheque for this amount to Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The press release issued by the embassy yesterday reads the amount handed over to Nepal is under the commitment made by the government of Pakistan to be made available through SARC COVID-19 Emergency Fund. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said China has always worked to safeguard world peace, contribute to global development, and preserve international order. The Chinese president said this at a speech marking the 100th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Communist Party. He has also said the Chinese people will never allow any foreign force to bully, oppress, or subjugate China, adding that China does not oppress anyone. The Chinese president also called for continuous efforts to promote the building of a human community with a shared future. Almost 70,000 people have gathered in Beijing Tiananmen Square to mark the day. The ceremonies held this morning also saw military jet fly past, cannon salutes and patriotic songs played. An indigenous nation in Canada said it found the remains of 182 people near the grounds of a former residential school in British Columbia. The Lower Kootenai Band said it is too early to say if the remains belong to former students of the school, but the discovery adds to a rising tally of such unmarked grave sites across the country. The grim finds have prompted national outrage and field calls by some to cancel the 1st July Canada Day holiday. Indigenous leaders have said they expect more graves will be found as investigations continue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius. For this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN UML dissolves its 10th National General Convention Organizing Committee. Calls Central Committee meeting on 2nd of July. Government decides to enlist Bhakti Thapa as National Hero of Nepal. Health Ministry reports 2,892 new cases of coronavirus in Nepal, over 3,000 infected people registered full recovery. And China celebrates 100th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Communist Party. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.